Buzz TV After Show 4, Dance Moms. It's season 6, episode 25, Return of the Minis. They're back. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, we love this. Well, today it's just me. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please just tweet me, comment, tell me what you want to hear, anything that you want to chat about, I can talk to you right here. I got my phone with me. So let's start by breaking down the show. And it's really interesting to see the minis being back. And I love the minis. We all love the minis. They're just super talented. And it's really, really awesome to see how, I mean, later on in the show, they really look like they're starting to look up to the girls. So I'm excited to see how it continues and goes throughout the season. But Jill is being nice right off the bat. And I wanted to touch on that because I like that these moms finally have just kind of put everything aside, it looks like, since the minis came back. And they're now getting into the groove of just working as a team. And I really like that they're just not focusing on drama. But Stacey and Liliana are new, which is interesting. I love seeing new people, and I want to see, you know, how it continues. Please write me and write and comments and everything, because we really want to hear your feedback and what you have to say about what you think's going to happen. So Abby walks in with a walker, and I thought that that was really, really funny. But, you know, that was at first. I thought it was just a dramatic act, and then she says that it burst and there was blood everywhere and it was something actually serious. So that was pretty scary for me. It was at one end and then the other, and you know, sometimes you're not really sure if Abby is being dramatic or being real. And you know, I hope everything is working out for her knee, but that was a little crazy. And let's talk about Pyramid, because I know you guys want to talk about Pyramid and see how Abby's kind of judging everyone. So at the top of the pyramid, we had Nia. And Nia is such a great dancer. She is really, really, really shining. I'm loving everything that she's doing, but it was so sad that she had to sit out this week because she was super sick. But we'll touch on that in a little bit. But happy that Nia was finally at the top. And she got her little break. Kalani, Kendall, JoJo, and Brynn were next in that order, which I thought was pretty good. I think that that was fair. And talking about the minis, now I have to admit, watching the minis, you know, in the past season and in these, you know, on YouTube and everything, watching these little girls dance, they're really, really amazing. And thinking to myself, okay, you know, I wanna know these girls. I wanna know them kind of like how I've known Kendall and known Nia. And for me, it's kind of hard watching the new girls and identifying with them just yet. So I wrote down what Abby had to say about each and every one of them, and I thought it was interesting watching the show and picking out what Abby said, because Abby was spot on all these girls. Ariana, she's very confident, and she is that firecracker, kind of like how Asia was. She just reminds me of a mini Asia, even though Asia was that, I mean, nothing compares to Asia, but Ariana is something, you know, on that path of just following that fire, and she's a real, real firecracker. I like her, and I like that she won the crown, and she really, really played that off well. And now Alexis, who I love Alexis, but her mom, Tiffany, is a lot, even though I was on her side until I heard some of the comments that she made, and I just hope that they kind of even everything out and they can try to avoid a little bit of drama, because even though when Tiffany talks, she's very calm in what she says, but then you hear what she says, and then everyone automatically looks at Alexis and, you know, wants to blame her, kind of like how they did to Brynn. And I don't know, I don't think that's fair, because Alexis really is a great dancer. Abby has said that she is really quick and picks up. She's like the leader of the team, so she'll be the one that shines and has the followers. And she said that in the beginning of the show. And it's interesting to see how it turns because of her mom's behavior. But then they say Peyton, you know, Peyton is very, very talented, but she needs to work on how sharp she is. And as I watched her dance throughout the show, it was pretty obvious that she does need to do that, but it's okay, because I feel like that's something that she'll just pick up right away, and it's not something that is, you know, too critical. I think that she's such an amazing dancer. Obviously, all these girls are incredible, but, you know, you want to make them better and make them that professional dancer that they want to be one day. And it's just good to see, though, that Abby gives compliments, but also critical, you know, feedback here and there. So then after that, we have Eliana. She doesn't fit in. And I noticed that throughout the whole thing. She really, really, I mean, she's obviously great, as I said, but I just think that she does stand out in the way that JoJo kind of did in the beginning when JoJo came in and Abby was like, you need to blend. What's going on? You know, start working with the girls. And even though JoJo was brilliant, she needed to learn how to dance in a group. When you're performing on stage, as many of you know, and I'm sure plenty of competition dancers are watching, you just need to, it's a team. It's a team effort. It's not just one. You know, you're not the Beyonce with backup dancers. It's a group. So this girl, Eliana, she really should, you know, start to learn that. Even though they're seven, this is the time that they need to really, really start conditioning that, so that by the time they're in their preteen and teen, or I'm sorry, teen, well, yeah, preteen and teen, by the time they get to both of those stages, they're just perfection, kind of like how the girls are right now. I just think that everything that they're doing is on point. You know, here and there you do see legs that need to be straightened, and you do see, you know, turns that need to be perfected, or their feet aren't in a direct point sometimes. But, you know, a lot of times people all can't be perfect, even though Abby expects that, which makes a lot of sense, because, you know, when it's up against you and another person, who are they going to go with? When it comes down to it, it's the girl who has the most pointed feet, and it's the girl who has the straightest legs, depending on what they're looking for. But, you know, it's really critical, and I think that Abby truly knows that. So she wants to help the girls continue that. So, and then you have Liliana, who's new. So you didn't want to, you know, give her too many bad comments, because she's brand new. But they go to Sheer Talent, and they've been to Sheer Talent tons of times, and they did really great. I can't wait to talk about that. But first off, they talk about duets, and who gets duets, and it's Kendall and Nia right away. So there's this video. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a little video by Beyonce and Lady Gaga, and they do it the telephone song from Lady Gaga's album. And it's a great video, and they're super connected, and that's why Abby wants to put Nia and Kendall together and do this finally, and they can be that Gaga and Beyonce vibe. And it's good for Nia, I think, that finally, Abby gives her this part of Beyonce who she's looked up to her whole life, and she unfortunately couldn't do it because she was so sick. They said in the beginning that she really, really was so sick, and she asked for it to be called off, But again, I don't want to go too far forward. But that I'm excited to see if they continue that dance. That's really what I wanted to talk about on this, was that, you know, watching Kalani and Kendall doing it, I couldn't help but think, you know, how would Nia do it? And what would it look like? And I really hope that they do actually do it in a few weeks and perform that amazing number, because it looked like it would be just incredible. And then they do... Well, that's teen, Kendall and Nia. And then the preteen would be Brynn and JoJo, because of their ages. And Brynn and JoJo, once she said that Brynn and JoJo were going to be together, I immediately thought of the mothers. And I was waiting for this moment. And I'm so happy that the mothers were able to just put it all aside and just be civil. And it's, thank God for that, because it really, really turned out great. I was wondering, you know, if the moms really would collide and if they would start drama aside from the minis, because I knew that there would be some drama with the minis. But anyway, they start dancing, they start competing, and they don't start competing. I'm sorry. They start prepping for their competition. And when Abby showed that she really wanted to portray Prince in the group number and, you know, pay homage to him, I was worried, just like Jill was, on how it would go because of the Madonna dance in the past, or the last episode, and how the Michael Jackson dance went, which, in my opinion, was way worse than the Madonna dance. The Madonna dance was good. It just had a few issues that were easily fixed, or could have easily been fixed. But that was then. This is now. And they wanted to do the Prince number. And I'm glad that Jesslyn, her name's Lindsley. Lindsley came in, and her real name, I wrote it down somewhere, but Lindsley Allen. And she was with Prince for 5 years, from 92 to 97. And I think she was in that group with Carmen Electra, how they were the muses and danced with him, were everywhere with him. And I love that she came in and just told the girls, hey, you guys don't know who Prince is, but everyone else does. And you need to give emotion. You need to show this, this passion. And Brynn's like, I was born in 2003, so that's just, I don't know who Prince is. And I thought that was kind of funny, because when you put years on it, it's a little interesting. But Brynn and JoJo get this mirror image, and they talk about how, you know, one has technique and one has personality. And if they both had the two, then they would be just really unstoppable. So I like that Abby put them together so that they can really work off of each other for the first time and really see each other as partners and feed off of each other. So I hope that they continue to do that and continue to learn. And JoJo learns her technique, and Brynn gets that face that she really needs to really, really stand out. So they were wondering if they were, you know, putting, the moms were wondering if they were paired up, Brynn and JoJo, because of the mothers. And I mean, I don't know. Even though Abby said what she did in the end, I still think that it was for the better reason, to make the girls better. And I don't know. We'll see if they'll continue to pair them up later on. Because if they continue to pair them up, I think that it's for the better. So the minis, they're in Cali Cuties, which I think is the cutest number so far. I love Cali Cuties. I was just smiling the entire time, and I just thought it was so cute. But Abby did say one girl gets the crown. Who's going to be the star? And I like that she starts them off with that competition mindset. Even though they shouldn't necessarily compete against each other, usually girls do, and especially people who are in a competitive business, they do anyway. So no matter what, she's really teaching, Abby is really teaching these girls early on. And also, I think she really does want to find her next star in that mini group. So moving on, you know, I just kind of want to skip over the mom drama. But I like that they did do acting auditions to get that crown, because Abby didn't just watch the girls in the room. She deliberately made them know that, no, you are auditioning for this part, for the lead. Who's going to take that crown? I really, really like that, because it didn't seem unfair. No one can really, no one can really fight, even though they did. But, you know, things change. Things change while they're performing and while they're doing their 3 days that they have to learn these dances. And when Nia was just way too sick, that really, really made me sad. That was right after the Kelly Cuties were performing. And I was like, no, Nia, I really, really want you to be Beyonce. But Kalani obviously is amazing. And that's how things go. The show still goes on. And Kendall really, really wanted to do it. And, you know, good for them. But again, I hope that they continue that later and they can actually do the Beyonce Gaga tribute that I thought that was going to happen in the beginning of this show, because that was probably a really good dance. Even though this one was great, obviously, I just really would like to see Nia do the Beyonce performance. I loved that Kira came in when the moms were fighting and the girls were performing in the rehearsal area, just doing their prince dance, and the mini moms started fighting and making this big scene, and Kira's like, no, get out, you know, this is their time. And good for her, because it is their time. And I don't know if they didn't have a show if that would happen. You know, of course they have a show and they have to have some kind of drama, but that was just, I think that the girls need their time. And Minnie's had their time. The big girls had their time. So after that, they go to Sheer Talent. And it's funny because Tiffany freaks out over Abby wanting them to be in the other room, in the back room. And Tiffany just starts this drama saying, hey, why, we're equal to the other moms. And I'm really happy that Abby goes, wait, you're not equal. They have 5 years on you, you know, either go in the back or, you know, say one more word and your girl's out. And they were just, I don't know, starting unnecessary drama, of course, as most dance moms on the show do. So then they actually perform. And when I was watching them do their rehearsing, I immediately noticed that these were going to be great dances. I really thought that every single one of these dances would win. I'm not surprised at all about the outcome. But, you know, I will start talking about the dances themselves. Again, tweet me. You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV, and tweet me your comments and tell me what you think, so that I can literally tell you, you know, right from the show. So anyway, Kelly Cuties performs. They're the first up, and they are a little off. They're not meshing well as a group should, but it is so adorable, and each one of those girls they're so good at what they do, and Abby does know their highlights and their strengths, and they had their little sashes saying, you know, Miss Turn and Miss This and Miss That, because it was a Miss America-type themed dance, and I thought that's adorable because it is a competition, and it's cute, and it's fun, and they have crowns, and every girl wants to win that competition, and every girl wants to wear that crown. So I thought it was very cute. I was definitely smiling. Purple Fame. So when I was watching that, the big purple capes that they were wearing. It was from Prince when he won his Academy Award for Purple Rain back in, I wrote it down, I think it's 84. Let me just double check. Yes, it was 84, the 57th Academy Awards. And he won the original score for Purple Rain, which I wasn't around then, so I didn't see it. And I looked up his look, and it was beautiful, just of course, because it's Prince, and it's sparkly and gorgeous. And when the girls came out and they had those satin capes, I think that it made them all uniformed. It made them beautiful. It made it stand out. You knew what the dance was about. You didn't have to guess. With the Michael Jackson dance, you had to guess what that was. I didn't know that Michael Jackson liked baseball. You know, I just knew he, you know, what everyone else knew, just basic knowledge, I guess. But again, you know, I wasn't around in the 80s, and maybe he danced around like that. But to me, I just didn't connect with that Michael Jackson dance. And the Madonna, again, I thought that the costuming needed more and they needed more passion. So with Purple Fame, I really liked that. And I was watching all of that, of course, watching their technique, watching how they carried themselves, you know, watching their face. And these girls, every single time, they do get better. And I'm not just saying that. I really do watch. And everything was really, really beautiful and on point. Even the little girls, even the minis, going back to Cali Cuties, I was watching, you know, their legs and their feet and everything, and they were just so just perfect that I loved it. You know, of course there was a few little mishaps, but for the most part, for the amount of time, obviously, they only get a certain amount of time. Sometimes they only have a day. And over again, these girls just prove everyone wrong if anyone ever thought that they wouldn't pull through. But they knew the choreography, and I don't know why. I just always think that the minis wouldn't remember their choreography because they're so young. But at this point, it's almost like they're professionals, almost. It's like, you know, they do obviously have a lot to work on and they do need to be uniformed, but watching them and how and their growth and watching where they're at as opposed to where, you know, other 7-year-olds in competitions are at, they are definitely like an elite team. So let's go into the performances for the duets. I was watching Kalani, and just really quick, I wanted to talk about their techniques and everything with the disconnected one, the supposed telephone number redo with Kalani and Kendall. I really was noticing Kendall's face, and she has really improved. I didn't say that before, and I think she's getting it, that she needs to be that actress now. So I really like that. But I was watching JoJo and Brynn, and if you watch it back, their legs were kind of a little messy. So if anyone was to get second, I thought it would be Brynn and JoJo. Even though it was a beautiful dance, great choreography, amazing that they were able to play off of each other and one had technique and one had face. But I did see them both starting to blend and get that mirror image and pick up off of each other. But the legs, it kills me because straighten your knees always. So down to the awards, I don't know, when, I forget who it was, but she said, I think it was Jill who or Jess, which one of them, but both of them, they always tend to say something about Abby's choreography, whether it was good or bad, or they always say something. And someone said, I don't know if we're just going to get these washed up routines. Oh, I'm pretty sure it was Jill. Washed up routines, you know, that are 10 years old. I don't think Abby really ever has done that. So I just think that was a little dramatic. Like, of course, they make a little comments here and there that are a bit dramatic. So that to me was funny. But then when they start to talk about the awards, so Mirror Image got first. I mean, if anything, I was on the fence. I didn't know, but they did get first, and that made me happy because I really did like that number, and I thought it was really beautifully done. And that was the preteen duet, and then the teen duet, which was Kalani and Kendall, they got first. It's called Disconnected, and Cali Cuties got first. The minis. I just love them. I'm excited that they're in this season, and I really, really want to see how they continue. And Purple Fame got second. So to me, I really loved it. I thought that they would get first. I really wish that they kind of showed the dance that really did win. If you guys know the link or anything that shows who actually won when the girls win second or third or fourth, I have always wanted to see the other ones, the winning ones, because I would love to compare with these girls. I thought Purple Fame was amazing. So to me, it was just really a shock that they came in second. And a little disappointing because I wish that they got first place all year or all the way around. But Abby did say the minis need to blend. And I completely agree with Abby. And yep, Tiffany's a little much. These are just, you know, a little few thoughts that I had. I just made a few comments while I was watching it and thinking to myself what you guys were picking up from the show and kind of, you know, what's obvious to me and to the audience. But, you know, Abby does say, I think that the minis can handle competition. I don't even think that that was ever a question. I think that they're ready to just kill it. Always. So I did want to talk about a little bit of predictions, just a little bit, because I think that throughout the rest of the season, and I didn't get my lights, but but I really think through. Oh, here we go.
And now.
Thank you. Predictions. Ooh, predictions. You always have to have the little special effects. But I think for me, I think that the minis will really start taking over. And Abby will really put a lot of her energy into these girls because they do need it. And they do need a lot more conditioning. And they do need a lot of help and a lot of attention. Then again, that's why Gianna's there. But I think that the next episode is really going to show all of that. And with the other girls, I think that there's going to even be more professional opportunities. And I think something's going on with Nia. I'm really excited to see how Nia blossoms on the show, because I know what's going on in real life. So I want to see how it translates into the show and how they show the upbringing of the girls, and to see if they continue to win and if they get all first place all around, because ultimately that's what Abby wants. But I don't know if she's going to start, you know, throwing out okay type of choreography just to balance and kind of make people uneasy so that they work a little harder. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I really, really want to see. Please comment me your comments on YouTube. I really, really want to hear what you guys think is going to happen, what you guys know, what you don't, because if I missed it, I know you guys are seeing it, and someone's out there being a super fan and checking up on all these lovely ladies. But I did want to touch on a little news and gossip just for a minute.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So AfterBuzz TV News, here I was scrolling through Instagram, and I'm friends with a few of the people over at the Shade Room. I'm a journalist myself. I cover a lot of entertainment news, covered a lot of Abby news a few years ago, and with the other ladies, all that legal drama. I covered all of that. And so Kendall Jenner, she posts, well, she didn't post, Vogue Spain had this video out of Kendall doing this ballerina, video where she just does some moves, and it's not even real moves. It's not techniques or anything like that. It's just her dressing up. And in the video, she says, I want to, you know, sometimes be a kid and mess around. And a lot of ballerinas and dancers were really upset by that, like really, really upset. And my friends over at the Shade Room, they always check social media. And when Kendall Jenner posted a picture, Abby Lee Miller commented on Kendall Jenner's first photo and said, you know, how I can't believe that you are basically pretending to be a dancer. And you can look on the Shade Room's Instagram, and plenty of news outlets that are reporting what Abby said to Kendall. And since then, Kendall blocked the comments on her Instagram for those pictures because she's getting a lot of backlash for it. And personally, I agree. I think that it's a slap in the face to really, really hardworking ballerinas or just dancers in general. If you look at a true ballerina's foot who does point work, and it's just incredible what their bodies look like and the hard work that they put in. And it was just kind of putting that down. So Abby Lee Miller was there right there to call Kendall out. And she basically said that Northwest better join in on some dance classes at the ALDC because Kris Jenner kind of slacked on that momager duty to send the girls into dance class because Kendall didn't really know what she was doing, according to Abby Lee and a lot of ballerinas of the world. But that is our show, and I'm glad that you're sticking with me and AfterBuzz TV. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well on all social media outlets, and continue to watch us on YouTube, SoundCloud. Give us a thumbs up, give us a 5-star rating, and comment all you want. I love hearing it, and I really want to do what you guys want and give you the show that you want to see. So that was our show, and thank you so much for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.